time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing. It is Tuesday, April 30th. Yesterday, the price of gold largely was range-bound, trading as low as $2,332 late Sunday evening to a high of $2,358 midday Monday. However, as often happens, the price suffered a modest hit going into the COMEX close and settled in the afternoon slightly below Friday's close. Silver traded in a similar pattern, trading as high as $27.73 to a low of $27.29. Poor man's gold settled the afternoon session at $27.38. That was up 15 cents from Friday. For point of note, the front month COMEX silver contract has shifted from May to July. The mining stocks rose modestly with the GDX up 0.5% and the Arctic Goldbug Index up 0.68%, reflecting continued investor interest in the largest cap producing stocks relative to the rest of the sector. The Mining Stock Journal commented that the precious metal sector likely will experience high volatility the rest of this week with the FOMC meeting over the next 2 days and the March jobs report on Friday. We'll get to the news out of the miners and explorers in a moment, but first a word about today's sponsor. This episode of Mining Stock Daily is brought to you by Arizona Sonoran Copper. Arizona Sonoran is focused on developing its brownfield copper project on private land in Arizona. The Cactus Mine project is located less than an hour's drive from the Phoenix International Airport. Grid Power and the Union Pacific Rail Line are situated at the base of the project's main road. With permitted water access, a streamlined permitting framework, and infrastructure already in place, Arizona Sonoran's Cactus Mine is a lower-risk copper development project in the infrastructure-rich heartland of Arizona. You can learn more at arizonasonoran.com. And here's what you need to know this morning. Lots of news out this morning, so we'll get to what we can. NGEX Minerals reported drill results from holes 12, 13, 15, and 16 this morning from the Lunahuasi project located in the Vicuña district in San Juan Province, Argentina. These latest results confirm that Lunahuasi is a significant discovery that hosts two distinct styles of porphyry-related mineralization, including high-grade copper, gold, and silver veins, and stockwork mineralization. Both styles of mineralization are interpreted to be part of a major porphyry copper-gold system at Lunahuasi. Today's results included 12 meters of 3.23% copper equivalent in hole 12, 509.4 meters of 1.33% copper equivalent in hole 13, 328 meters of 1.1% in hole 15, and 179 meters of 1.24% in hole 16. Drilling is now complete for the season, and the company is currently demobilizing from the field and focused on processing the remaining core, completing their geological interpretation, and beginning to plan for the next field and drill program to begin in or around Q4. NGEX Minerals trades on the TSX with NGEX and on the OTCQX with NGXXF. Dakota Gold released its maiden resource on the Richmond Hill Gold Project in South Dakota this morning. The maiden resource in the report was derived from a historical database containing over 69,000 gold assays from more than 900 drill holes, including 57 drill holes from Dakota's current drill program. The project now hosts an indicated resource of 51.8 million tons at 0.8 grams per ton gold for 1.33 million ounces, and an inferred resource of 58 million tons at 0.61 grams per ton gold for 1.13 million ounces. The company says the resource is open in all directions and has potential for improvement with additional drilling, metallurgical work to improve recoveries, and incorporation of silver in the resource. Dakota Gold trades on the NYSE American with the symbol DC. Lift Power reported assays from 16 drill holes completed at the Big East, Echo, Fee Main, and Big North pegmatites within the Yellowknife Lithium Project. Drilling returned 35 meters of 1.34% Li2O and 28 meters of 1.06% at Big East. At Echo, assays returned 14 meters of 1.02% and 9 meters of 1.04%. Lift has reported results from 245 diamond drill holes for over 42,000 meters. The company concluded its winter drill program at the Yellowknife Project with a combined total of 286 diamond drill holes, or just under 50,000 meters, completed between the summer and winter programs. Lift trades on the TSXV with LIFT and on the OTCQX with LIFFF. FBX Nickel says they have successfully completed a large-scale mineral processing pilot test campaign for the Baptiste Project. This is the first significant component of the feasibility study metallurgical test work. Results from this test work confirmed the 2023 preliminary feasibility study basis, thereby validating FBX's processing strategy, flow sheet, and key metallurgical criteria, including estimated recoveries. The pilot testing campaign was funded in part by a $725,000 grant from the Natural Resources Canada under the Government of Canada's Critical Minerals Research, Development, and Demonstration Program, which is advancing the commercial readiness of processing technologies that will support the development of Canada's EV battery material supply chain. FPX Nickel trades on the venture with FPX and on the OTCQB with FPOCF. ATEX Resources announced complete assay results from hole 25, which is the fourth hole from its phase 4 drill campaign at the Valeriano Copper-Gold Project in Chile. From a depth of 1.3 kilometers, the hole intersected 862.2 meters of 0.62% copper equivalent. At around 2 kilometers downhole, assays returned 114 meters of 0.88% copper equivalent. Due to the early onset of seasonal storms in the region, the Phase 4 program has been concluded, totaling approximately 12,000 meters of diamond drilling. Through utilizing directional drilling, allowing for the completion of daughter holes out of existing parent holes drilled from surface, ATEX has been able to realize an effective total of over 20,000 meters drilled in the event all holes had been drilled from surface. ATEX Resources trades on the venture with ATX. Solaris Resources says the Ecuadorian state-owned mining company Empresa Nacional Minera has awarded the company an option to acquire up to 100% interest in 10 new exploration concessions. These concessions comprise of a land package of 40,000 hectares adjacent to the Warintza project and San Carlos Pensa porphyry copper molybdenum deposits within the Zamora belt that hosts Ecuador's largest copper and gold mines to the south. A number of porphyry copper targets are represented by open-ended annular magnetic highs and closing magnetic lows and erosional depressions consistent with outcropping deposits within the Warintza porphyry cluster. Fieldwork is set to begin with two field crews on the ground in May. Solaris Resources trades on the TSX with SLS and on the NYSE with SLSR. Minera Alamos, we heard from them yesterday. Today they reported its financial and operational highlights from last year. Operationally, revenues, well, not factoring deferred revenue, were totaled $13.5 million, with cost of goods sold and depletion amounting to just under $13 million for gross mine profit of $489,000. Unit costs for the year ended significantly higher than previous periods due to the fixed costs of operations being spread over fewer ounces but remained modestly positive. Working capital as of the end of the year stood at just under $20 million. Minera Alamos trades on the TSXV with MAI. All right, that's a wrap here on the morning briefing. We'll be back later today with more corporate updates. This morning briefing can be found on Clear Commodity Network and on the Junior Mining Network. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Be well. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.